It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh with the Southeastern Utah District Health Department, as well as the Hope Squad of Carbon and Emery Counties. We're going to talk about how the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And if we're going to talk about those kinds of things, we've got to bring Amanda in, and we'll talk and discuss with her. She is all about this and making sure that people are taking care of themselves. And her and I talk about self-help all the time. And it's just little things can be that. So let's get into it. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure, and I'm always so grateful to be here.
Well, we're glad that you're here. So let's dive right in.
Let's do it. Month of May. Yes.
Mental Health Awareness Month. What can you tell us about it?
So Mental Health Awareness Month is May every year. We love celebrating that because it's bringing a focus to our mental health, obviously. And you know, the message that I've been pushing out for years now is that our mental health is just as important as our physical health. So why not celebrate it all month long by having a month dedicated to our mental health and making sure that we are checking in with ourselves and we are performing our self-care and we're following up with our general practitioners to make sure that we are healthy just as much physically as we are mentally, because our doctors are super important in getting that conversation started.
And you were saying something about this. I don't know if it's the big push for this month, and it has everything to do with, and we've talked about this in the past, it has everything to do with making the conversation about mental health as much of a topic as talking about our physical health.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so the big theme for this year's May Mental Health Awareness Month is American Foundation of Suicide Prevention is pushing the hashtag More for Mental Health. Basically, what this means is that for years, we have talked to you and have taught you ways to talk to your loved ones about asking about their mental health and how they're doing and how they're really doing. And it's okay to not be okay. And so I feel like we're getting really good at asking that question, or at least recognizing that our loved ones are struggling. So then what? We get them into the hands of the professionals and the resources that we have available, only to run into barriers when it comes to our insurance helping us pay that. Paying for that. So the hashtag More for Mental Health is really a focus on the community itself to put some pressure on our legislatures and our insurance companies to reevaluate their focus and their payment schedules for when it comes to self-help seeking behavior, such as seeking out counseling or getting on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. And so we're doing the hard part at the ground, having these real conversations and asking our loved ones how they are, getting them to the appropriate resources, and then either being denied or be limited to how many counseling sessions or prescription refills or whatever it is, they're met with that barrier with their insurance company. So we advocate for our community members to really get involved with the legislation. If you are somebody that is meeting the yearly deductible or whatnot on your mental health care, push your legislators to fight for your mental health, because I would much rather you get seen for your broken heart just as quickly and just as efficiently as getting treated for your broken arm.
And once again, as I said, we talk about this quite often, and there's just this stigma about mental health. And especially in our area, we have, I don't like to throw the phrase around, we have manly men in our area.
We do have a old school way of thinking in our rural communities, because so many of the main jobs that we have in Carbon and Emery and Grand Counties are men-dominated fields, right? We've got miners, we've got the agriculture, we got ranchers, we've got farmers, we've got manufacturers and things of that nature. And the environment or the atmosphere around men seeking help is stigmatized in that they've been brought up hearing grown men don't cry, suck it up, we don't air our dirty laundry, right? But times, they are changing, and it really is encouraged to seek help for your mental health, because if you are not well mentally, there's no way that you can be performing in your job duties, your family duties, whatever it may be, if you are not mentally well.
And, you know, and I guess that was an unfair qualification thing that I said there. However, because I'm even of the mindset that, you know, if I'm not losing a limb or a digit or something, I don't need to go to the doctor for anything.
Right. Right. You know? Suck it up. Right. Yes. Yes. That is part of the challenge. Right. Is that stigma, that old school way of thinking that it's not manly, quote unquote. I wish you could see me to seek mental health. But it really is manly to take care of yourself, because if you're taking care of yourself, you're better equipped to take care of others, which another stigma or a stereotypical characteristic of the quote unquote manly man is to be the caretaker, right? To take care of everybody else, whether it be financially, emotionally, or whatnot.
And everything just starts and stops at you.
Absolutely.
You feel like that is something that you got to take care of. Absolutely. Now you have an event coming up. It's called, is it ACES? Is that what it is?
It is. It's called ACES. We are hosting a free community education dinner for all of Carbon, Emery, Grand counties if they want to make the trip into town on Thursday, May 12th at 6:00 p.m. And we are having a special keynote speaker. Her name is Dr. Vonda Norman Jump, and she is an expert in her field. She works for the Utah State University in ACES. The community education dinner is entitled ACES, and those are adverse childhood experiences. We really want to start focusing on the counter ACES. And what that means is, so there's an ACES score that anybody can take, and it kind of puts them on a scale of where they, how many childhood experiences they have experienced that are related to trauma. Okay. And the higher the number, the higher the yeses you can check off, the higher the risk you are at depression, picking up substance use or an addiction such as nicotine or alcohol, things of that nature, being violent with each other, you know, domestic violence, and also depression and suicide ultimately. And so by talking about educating our community on what ACEs are initially, and then educating them on how we can counteract those negative trauma experiences, the more resilient our children can be and the better lifespan overall we can give the children in our community. So this event, again, taking place on Thursday, May 12th, 2022 at 6:00 p.m. at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center at USU Eastern, is a great event for parents, caretakers, teachers, school administration. It's a great dinner for anybody that works in like Junior Justice Center or the foster care. It really is going to be a remarkable educational experience for those that work with children.
So if anybody wants to go to this, if they're interested, I'm assuming we're RSVPing to this.
We are RSVPing. We have to have a head count for food.
Okay.
And you can find the link on the Facebook, on the Hope Squad Facebook page. There's an event created that has the Eventbrite registration. Again, it is free. So sign you up, sign your wife, your husband, whoever, your significant other, grandma, aunt, uncle, whoever is involved in your child's life should be at this dinner.
So make sure you do that. Go on to their Facebook page and go on to even the, is there a link to it on the health department's website as
there,
well?
There will be. I'll make sure that Brittany posts one.
So all that information is going to be on there. Get it on there. Get it taken care of. This is going to be great information that you may need. And you know, just get it in there and have the knowledge, because this is what it's all about. Making sure that we take care of each other and getting through this. And that's what the entire month of May is about as well.
Absolutely. Let's take care of each other. And with the ACEs, we're really focusing on that upstream prevention. You know, prevention is prevention is prevention. So the more information and more education that we can disperse to our community, our adults, the better the chances that our youth are going to make it through traumatic experiences, suicidal ideation, depression, all that stuff. We need to start with our kids, right? The children are our future. It's so cliche to say, but that really is the truth. And if we are going to have any hope of making sure that our future generations are healthy and happy and can contribute to society and are just living their best lives, we have to start now.
All right. Amanda McIntosh with the Southeastern Utah Health Department and the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. Thank you so much. If anybody has questions, how can they get a hold of you at your office?
Absolutely. They can call me at 435-636-1153. You can come down to our new offices. We are located at 65 South 100 East Price, Utah. It's in the old Sheriff's Building. We're happy to be in that new building, so come say hi. They can also contact me through the Facebook page, through Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties.
All right, Amanda McIntosh, thank you so much for taking out the time to come talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.